President Obama has called the failure to pass immigration reform his biggest disappointment. After winning 71% of the Latino vote on Tuesday, many of those constituents won't accept further delays. California State Assemblyman Gil Cedillo said President Obama is now in a powerful position to help not only the country's documented immigrants, but its more than 11 million undocumented ones, too.
We expect that. He's been committed to that. We think the conditions now provide the opportunity for it to be realized.
But commitment might not be enough. In his first term, Obama couldn't gather enough bipartisan support to pass the Federal Dream Act, which would have created a path to citizenship for people brought to this country as children. That forced many states, including California, to pass their own version of the law. Angelica Salas of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles said Obama needs to go further.
The immigration question is resolved by legalizing 12 million people, by making our immigration system actually work by reuniting families instead of having them wait 30 and 40 years to be reunited with each other.
Both Salas and Cedillo said Republicans should play a part in the process too, citing common ground among the GOP and Latinos on a number of other issues.
Latinos, in many instances, are very poised to be Republicans. Entrepreneurial, small business starters, very faith-based. All the values that the Republicans espouse are the values that are the core of the immigrant Latino.
But not everyone thinks Latinos can broaden the GOP base. Ira Melman of the Federation of American Immigration Reform says economic issues prevent many Latinos from ever voting Republican.
If the party you're representing says our position is cutting taxes and making government smaller, that's not necessarily a platform that's going to appeal to voters who pay very little in taxes to begin with and are dependent on government for a lot of their basic needs.
Since it could take lawmakers time to hammer out a deal, Cedillo and Salas said the president can make an immediate statement by curbing the number of deportations carried out by his administration, a number topping 1.4 million. Omar Shamoot, Annenberg Radio News.